Okay, this is Lyndon Foley. I'm the treasurer of the KPFT LSB, and this is April 24th at about 7:05 Central Daylight Savings Time. And this is the inaugural meeting of the 2024 Finance Committee. Is there anything that I failed to say there?
Don't think so.
All right. Okay, so I'm calling this meeting to order. And we will go to roll call.
I'm happy to call the roll. This is Susan Young.
Thank you, Susan.
Teresa Allen. Not on at the moment. David Britton.
Allen is present.
Okay. Allen is present. Lillian, David Britton. Lillian Kerr. Adriana Cossonet.
Present.
Present. Okay. Joseph Davis. Okay, not yet. Elaine Duncan. Not yet. Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
Henry Faust. Robert Gartner. Rob Lee. Mike Lewis. Cheryl Lynn.
Present.
Great. Marianne Martinez. Don Kelly McPherson. Tori Mercer. Stuart Nance. Rick Norris. Frank Pratka. Andrea Riley. Jane Scheidler. Debbie Smith. Richard Uzel.
Here.
Did Debbie Smith, did you speak?
No, I don't think she said anything.
Okay. Egberto Willis. Susan Young. So, Mr. Treasurer, it would appear that at this time, the inaugural members of the committee who are able to qualify as members of the committee from this first meeting are Teresa Allen, Adriana Cossonave, Lyndon Foley, Cheryl Lynn, Richard Uzel, and Susan Young. Have I missed anybody? Okay, that's it.
All right, thank you very much, Susan. So that's roll call. Now we need to elect a chair pro tem. Are there any nominations?
I'll nominate Lyndon.
I'll accept that nomination. Any more nominations?
I second if it needs it.
Okay, hearing none, then we'll close the nominations, and I guess by acclamation, anybody want to vote against me as pro tem? Not hearing any, I'll continue to chair this meeting then. So we only have two things to do tonight. And one is to look at the first quarter actuals from the Pacifica Foundation. And the next is to look at the, or to discuss the KPFT 2025 fiscal year budget. So I sent out the consolidated first quarter numbers. And have y'all... Do y'all have that open? Ones of you who aren't driving around in a car or trying to look at this on your telephone? Don't everybody respond at once?
I have it in front of me.
Okay. So it should have opened to the KPFT page. So there's tabs for consolidated and P&O, all the stations, and open to the KPFT page. And on your right-hand side, you can see in columns ST and U, STU and V, those are the first quarter months, October, November, December of 2024 or 2023 were the first quarter of fiscal year 2024 for Pacifica. And I highlighted in yellow, and actually I put in a formula just so we could see what our income is before we got to central services. So you can see in October we had $43,835. November came in at $24,000. And then in December we had a loss of $10,000 or a 3 month total of $58,312 in the black. So that's very good. I'm happy. I'm sure a lot of the stations would be happy to have those results. And right below that, I highlighted the $11,884, which is on the central services that go to the P&O. Most of you who have been around for a little while know that these central services numbers are accrued. So if you look at the other stations, you'll see they'll have central service numbers also, and it will fool you into thinking that they've actually paid them. They haven't, in most cases, they haven't paid them. They accrued them. So we can go to the second tab, which says P&O. If you'll click on that tab, please. Then you'll see the $11,884 on line 27. Do y'all see that?
Yes.
Okay, so that is what the Pacifica National Office received from in central services from all the stations.
Hmm.
So does that number look familiar? Yes. That is KPFT.
KPFT is, yeah,
right.
Only one.
Right. Now, there's some deal going on with with the Berkeley station that they've paid some in some ways, and I believe there's some other crazy stuff going on where some money is being taken for payrolls, and I don't understand all that, but we are the one that's at this point right up front paying our central services. But
good for
it, go ahead.
Good for us.
That's right. Now, click on the fourth tab, which is PRA, and you will see that's the Pacifica Archives. And you will see there on line 25 that I highlighted in yellow, there are no central services being paid to the archives. And if you remember on the KPFT tab, it showed that we were paying, it looked like we were paying $1,585 or something a month. Yeah, $1,585 a month, but in actuality, we are not. So.
Point of information?
Yes.
Is Sandy Weinman on the call? Sandy on the call?
I don't believe so.
Okay, but the whole LSB was notified of this meeting, right?
Yes, I did talk with Sandy today. I thought he was going to be on the call, but since we're not really going to go over our budget today, I told him he didn't need to be.
Okay, so, but what you're saying is, are you telling me that we're not paying into central services? Because I thought we were all caught up and currently paying it. So I'm not understanding.
Teresa, Teresa, click back on the P&O tab. Are you there?
Actually, I had to restart. But just go ahead and I will catch up because I
had
to restart.
Okay, we are paying central services to the national office.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Of 11 of $11,884 a month. We are not paying central services for the archives.
Oh, I see. Okay, thank you.
Now, yeah, I was under the impression that we were paying for both, but when I got this, I looked at it, it was pretty obvious, and I spoke with Sandy and confirmed that we are not paying to the archives right now. Okay?
Well, we only have to pay archives if we actually take some premiums from the archives, correct? Or am I wrong?
No, no.
Okay, okay.
Is it Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
Yes, Lino. A question. Did Sandy tell you why we are not paying PRA?
No.
Archives? Why we are not paying it?
No.
Okay. Maybe the next meeting we should have him and or maybe, I don't know, Markeisha to be sure what's going on, because we normally we are paying both. And I know that we are the only ones paying central services. I know that we are the only ones. I can see, like you say, the numbers. But it's a strange that we are not paying the archives.
Right. Well, I was, you know, I was under the impression that we were, but this, you know, when I saw this, it told me we were not, and I confirmed that we were not. And we, you know, the central services is a long, complicated situation. I've gone back and looked at how much in arrears we are, or we were about the time that I left the PNB. And we were, I don't know, we were only, you know, short maybe $40,000 or something. But I can't recall if that was both the national office and the archive. But anyway, the income statement is pretty good. I was surprised. So if you go hit on the consolidated tab and look at column
when,
V.
Lyndon, yes. when did you send that? I see the CNO or the PNO. When did you send that income?
It's all on one tab. I mean, it's all on one sheet, but it has different tabs at the bottom of the sheet.
Oh, okay.
At the bottom, very bottom of the sheet, and you know, I'm on a my computer with a nice large screen, so I can see all this. You know, I don't get it cut off, but it has consolidated the P&O, that has the PAN, PRA, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
So, are you able to get on the consolidated tab?
I have another question.
Yes, Adriana.
I'm checking what you sent, and mine finish in December. I have October, November, December of this year. I don't have January, February, March.
Well, this is because this is actuals, first quarter actuals.
Well, yeah, I understand. But if you look at that, you see that we were paying according to this. PRI the PRI is 1585, and it's 1184 for central services, and PRR the archive is 1585.
Okay. And I Adriana, this is accrual accounting, which means that they list that there. It's an expense, and so it's listed there, whether we paid it or not. Now,
oh, that's why it's in yellow, you said.
Well, right. So if you go, Adrian, if you go to the PRA tab,
yes.
Are you able to do that?
Oh, yes, sure.
Okay. So the PRA tab, line 25, October, mm-hmm. November, December, it doesn't have any numbers in it.
Yes, I see that.
And this would be like revenue to them. So if they've been paid, that's what it would be. Just like in the P&O on the Pacifica National Office on line 27, our payment shows up. It's the only one that shows up because we're only one that explicitly made those payments. Are you good?
Yes, it's still confusing because I remember, I understand that this is the first quarter, but I remember till January, I was in the PNB, and we received all the information from the executive director, a lot of, not only us, but some other stations, we are paying PRI. And it's strange that there's nothing here. But, well, that's okay. That's okay. That's the number that they gave you.
Right. Yeah. Right.
It's exactly what we have. Okay.
Exactly. Thank you. Yes, it is what we have. So on the consolidated tab, on line 43, net income loss for the whole kit and caboodle Pacifica Foundation is a positive $795,000. So that's very good news. And if you can click on the tab, yes? Hello? Somebody ask a question?
No, that's okay. We can see it. We can see it.
Okay. So if you can go through the other tabs, I'm going to click on like KPFA tab. Their total revenue is 1.825. I think that's like three times. Oh, wow. It's even a lot more than that, than what our total revenue is. And they had net income of $879,000. KPFK, miraculously, net income $75,000. I mean, this is before Central Services. BAI had a loss of $12,488 before Central Services, and WPFW had a gain or a positive $38,107 before Central Services. And, you know, so you can look and see what theirs would have been if we were on the PFW tab. If they had paid their Central Services, they would have been $17,000 in the red. So that is about as what I intended to go over with for the first quarter actuals. Anything anybody wants to look at specifically on these, or any questions?
Diana?
Yes.
Do you know, because I remember hearing that they will try to change the percentage from the central services. Do you know if the PMB did something like that or not? Teresa, you are in the PMB.
I'm not on the PMB, but I am. I'm on the NFC. They at least as far as our budget is, we are budgeted at a lower number for the fiscal year 2025. And I believe looking at the budget for 2024, I think for the next 9 months from January of 2024 out to October, we're at a lower number. Do you have that budget? So next time we get actuals, which I don't know when that'll be, the next time we get actuals, I do think that we are going to see a lower number for Central Services.
Do you have the budget? Can you send the approved budget from KPFT? Then to compare at least the first 3 months, we can compare with the budget that the PMB, I think, that approved it.
I will look for that. I wasn't in the loop last year, Adriana. you should probably have it, don't you?
No, I was looking for it and I couldn't find it, but that's okay. I can check that from last year.
Yeah, I would have to dig for it. I think I didn't have it, but I think I requested it, and somebody did send it to me. I think maybe Mac sent it to me or something. I'm not real sure. And it's in my deep files, you know, for the deep state. So if there's no other questions, we'll go on to the budget process. And I've been asking at the National Finance Committee to get a spreadsheet or a timeline of when the budget is supposed to be done and all the different stages of where it goes, like, you know, to the LSB Finance Committee, then to the LSB, then it goes to the National Finance Committee, and then finally it arrives at the doorstep of the PNB sometime, in August, I guess. Hopefully to be, you know, to be done before the year begins. Now, we are, Sandy and Markeisha have already begun, and they're like 90% of the way through the KPFT budget. And, you know, WPFW just last night presented theirs to the National Finance Committee. And
for 2024.
For 2024. And it took the treasurer of PFW and the executive director herself to do it. So that's not too commendable of a situation that those two had to do it at this late of a date. But anyway, so I do have a paper that tells me that the general manager and or business managers were to submit draft budget to the local finance committee by March 15th. So they may have been ready, but I wasn't ready. So we're just about a month behind that. And so April is on the same timeline gave for April 15th for it to be seen by the local finance committee. And we're very close to having that ready to present to the finance committee, but we weren't quite there today. And then I think we have till July 31st for the LSB to pass this. So at KPFT, I don't think we're going to have any problem. Between the pandemic, well, just a second, between the pandemic and the mold problem and et cetera, we started over. It's like a rebirth at KPFT. So a lot of our sins got washed away, and we're just starting over from scratch. So everything, you know, a lot of the legacy systems that we had are no longer there, and things that got, you know, lost in the paperwork are no longer there. So our budget is much more simple these days, and I don't think there's going to be much of anything to object to. It's just my opinion. Yes, Adriana?
Yes, I'm listening. Text to people saying that we are not on the stream. I don't know what's going on, but people think that we don't have quorum and we don't go to the stream because they said that they cannot hear the stream.
Well,
do you want me to call? Do you want me to call Otis and ask him to make sure we're streamed?
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Susan. Yeah. I'm sorry, because people have really missed the meeting. And so I don't know that, I mean, they can go on the stream now. What I have found in committee meetings that I'm a part of is that when Otis puts this on the stream, I also call him and say, would you please check that we're on the stream? Because it doesn't always happen.
Okay. Well, like you said,
I'm going to call him now and make sure that he puts us on. Then, if they're trying, they'll get on. Yep. And otherwise, they can listen to it later in the archives. But I want to make sure. I'll just ask Otis if he can check. Okay.
Fine. Fine.
Pardon the interruption. It's Sandy. I've joined. Sorry for the
Sandy. Yes. Thank you. I was just going over the budget timeline, and you're welcome to. I just told them I think that July 31st is when we need to get it passed by the LSB, according to the timeline that I have. And I was telling them I don't think there's going to be any problem. So you can tell them all you want about the budget, okay?
Sure. If you're
Otis
familiar
says
with last
he's going to check to see that we're on the stream now. Thank you.
If you're familiar with the 2024 budget, our current operating year, then this one will look very familiar. We're predicting expanded revenues just slightly, and that money is mostly consumed with $15 an hour contract employees, and that's going to be board ops, everyday programmers, that kind of thing. And we're really, because we're outpacing revenue with things like our Lyle Lovett adventure the other night where we netted around $24,000. Right now, the toad, I think, is $24,400, but there's going to be a few dollars more in expenses, namely the Anderson Fair, like for security and other things. But anyway, the point being is that right now we're funding at the rate I've indicated in this year's budget, or we've indicated in this year's budget. Markeisha has looked at this as well. So when you do get the document, there's really not too much change from last year.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, we have Sandy. Sandy, hi. Lennon told us that we are not paying PRI. We are not paying the archives. We are paying only Central Service, not the archives.
I'm sorry, Adriana. We're paying everything PRI. We're paying them. Well, ASCAP, BMI, if that's what you're saying, we're paying all of that. Everything. There's nothing that we are not paying. There's no credit card balance.
She's referring to the archives, PRA.
PRA. No, we've been paying both parts of our central services.
Thank you.
However, I have to say that in return, I don't know exactly what we're getting from the Pacifica Radio Archive business unit.
Well,
especially now,
Sandy,
that they closed the building in LA. Yeah.
The income statement indicates we are not paying PRA.
To my knowledge, we're absolutely paying PRA and our other half of central services, other part, not half, major part.
Well, yes, and that is reflected in the document.
It's a Markeisha question. To my knowledge, we're paying it.
Okay. Any other questions?
I have one question, Mr. Chair.
Sure.
And that is, do you and Sandy and Markeisha have an idea of when we will convene the KPFT Finance Committee again so that we can deal with the 2025 budget that we understand is in the works?
I have not looked at the calendar beyond today. I admit I was a little overwhelmed with trying to get this set up on Maestro and everything and pull everything together. So I have not looked at it. I've given it some thought. Do you want to do it in a month's time? Would you like to do it in 2 weeks? I think Sandy, we could be done in 2 weeks, right?
Sure. Anything's possible. Here's what I suggest, okay? And you're right. We want the LSB to, you know, bless the thing in the August meeting and pass it forward, ideally, September at the latest.
Well, July 31st is our timeline to have it done at the LSB.
Okay. All right. With that in mind, that means that the July meeting, you'll have to have this prepared to present. Okay. So out of the finance committee, I would say that with the safety net, you should be looking at trying to get this out in May and over to the LSB for their June meeting. And then they'll have 2 months, if needed, to pass it in case it comes back for any reason. I don't anticipate that.
Yeah.
Now, you have a document which I've sent you, and I think the appropriate step here is to go ahead and let the committee members take a look at it, if it's okay with you, Lyndon. And
yeah,
they can start assessing what's there. And I think it's pretty plain, again, as compared to last year, it's very similar. But moreover, there's just not a whole lot of extra fat on the bone there. The budget, I think, right now, the way it looks, has an $11,000 surplus. I did ask Howard for his input on this, and I'm still waiting on that. That might eat into that, might eat up all of that. I don't know. It will not be a deficit budget, regardless. What I'm saying is there may be some very minor tweaks left.
Right, right. So, Susan, I haven't looked at the calendar, like I said. Would y'all like to a month to do this, or if Sandy and Markeisha and I agree to everything and send it out, do you want to do it in 2 weeks, or is there a hurry? But I mean, as Sandy said, as soon as it's ready, we can send it out to all the members of the committee, and so they can, you know, have their time to peruse it.
The only thing that I ask with regard to this is, this weekend we have our dumpster party. We're trying to get rid of our second storage unit and knock off a few dollars each month that we're spending. And then we're going into a series of programmer meetings and then fund drive. And that's all coming up. Fund drive starts May 9th. So if you're thinking about meeting in May, just be respectful, because that's a fund drive thing. And it's really hard to break away sometimes. Okay?
Right, right.
But if you take a look at it, like I said, most of you on the call are very familiar with the budget. We've been doing the same form now for at least the last 3-4 years. And as I said, many people on the call have looked at the previous budgets and are familiar with the Pacifica form, which breaks down all the accounts. And you can go down each and every line item and see what the money's being spent on. And I think you'll see that all of it, including the ASCAP DMI that somebody just mentioned, and the PRA and the regular central services, all those budget lines are enumerated with the dollars that we think it's going to take for next fiscal year, starting October 1. So take a look at it. And again, it's not starkly different from the year before.
Okay, so... guys, I will, I'll send it out hopefully within the next 2 weeks, and then I will look at the calendar and make sure we have a meeting before the June LSB meeting. Okay. Don't everybody say okay at once.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Okay. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, to let you know, we received an email saying that at 7:34 p.m. We went on the stream. Okay.
Sandy, were you going to say something else?
All right, just that if you do go forward, distribute the document, and people have any questions, and, you know, since we're not meeting for a bit, feel free to contact me, just GM@KPFT, and hopefully I'll be able to figure out an answer. And if not, Markeisha will figure out an answer to your questions on the budget, okay?
Okay.
Just keep things moving along.
All right. So that brings us to the end of our agenda, shockingly enough.
I'm sure
anybody likes...
I make a motion to adjourn, my very favorite motion, to adjourn.
We are adjourned.
Well, wait. I just got here. I'm so sorry.
Who is that? Sean Kelly McPherson, we recognize you as attending.
Hey.
Hardly.
Well,
I'm so sorry. I'm very sorry I'm so late.
That means you get to make the motion to adjourn.
Well,
Mac.
Okay, and then you can tell me what I've missed. Did we vote on anything besides this?
No.
Okay, then move to adjourn.
We voted on Chair Pro Tem.
Okay.
Yes, Adriana.
Did we decide the next meeting already? Because I didn't hear that.
No, I'm going to have to look at a calendar, Adriana. It will be before the next LSB meeting. It will be before the June LSB meeting.
Okay.
Sorry, that's Joseph. It's a little late.
Oh, welcome, welcome, Joseph.
As secretary,
I'm recognizing Joseph Davis too.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Let's adjourn now.
Sorry about that.
7:41. Okie dokie.
Okay.
Thanks,
good night,
everybody.
Sounds like I'm
good
missing night. A
Thank
very
you.
Efficient meeting. Thank you.
Good
yeah, we're
work,
not one
Sandy.
Of the 2-hour things I'm usually expecting. So, all right, well, thank you, guys.